This is the Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews. Public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world. Here's your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, I'm bringing back a returning guest. He was back on my show back in February 2019. God, it's been a long time, and they've really changed their whole format, if you will. We're talking about Revalue Group out of Canada. They're actually on the TSX Venture under the ticker symbol REVO. And with us today is the CEO and director of the company, going to bring us up to speed, Mr. Steve Marshall. Steve, welcome back to the show.
Thank you very much, Everett. It's very nice to be on again.
You know, recently you guys have been granted, and I know you've been waiting for a long time for the information and to get this past your belt, if you will. You guys have been granted the PSDT banking license, which would seem to be a major advancement for your company. Bring us up to speed, and where do we go from here?
Right. Yeah, I mean, very much so, Everett. I mean, this is a prestigious license, highly valuable. The PSD2 license is basically the opening of the door for the open banking sphere. We had petitioned this license back in late 2018. It has been a long process. It has taken longer than anybody anticipated, but obviously we're thankful that we received it. And one of the major requirements for us was because of our technology and the fact that we have rolled out so many verticals and so many revenue avenues that we absolutely needed unlimited processing volumes in terms of payments. Without this license, we were restricted, and it impeded us signing with some of the larger institutions that we may talk about a little later.
Let me ask you this. You guys have built a myriad of revenue verticals, say, over the past year. Can you bring us up to speed? What's your strategy, and how does it look for the next two or three quarters?
Right. Well, you know, first of all, we built the RevoluPay app, which is an Apple and Android app, which is essentially a banking app, but not in the common sense of the term. It allows payments. It allows receipts of payments from anywhere in the world. And also we have cash out options. We have our proprietary Visa card, which is linked to the app. And obviously now with the PSD2 license, we are in a position to process unlimited volumes of currencies. This is basically part of the business is the standalone remittance and Forex side of the business. We then have the various verticals. And the reason for the verticals is pretty simple, Everett. And that is that, you know, when you have users that let's just say take a hypothetical example of somebody who's sending a remittance. A gentleman lives in, let's say, Houston, sending to his brother in Mexico City $100.
Right.
The whole premise of what we are doing is that we then provide ancillary services to both parties, both the sender and the receiver. So those are the verticals. One of the primary verticals is RevoluCharge, which is a pay-as-you-go top-up service, which allows people to top up phones. You may be aware that about 90% of planet Earth does not have a contract for cellular service. Most of the world still is on a pay-as-you-go system. You know, they receive $10 and they use the $10 and they add another $5, and that's basically how it works. I know it sounds odd, you know, from the United States, Canada, and high GDP countries, but that's how most of the rest of the world operates. So we have RevoluCharge, which allows the top up of phones in 240 countries. We then have RevoluUtility, which is anything from paying utility bills. We have the gift cards. We have numerous services associated with software sales, Microsoft licenses, software licenses. We then have RevoluFin, which is a fractional lending division, which allows the app users to access, or will allow in the near future, the app users to access small consumer credit amounts. And also that particular division, I'd spoken about this in the past, is available for letters of credit for larger transactions. We've also launched Rivoli Realty, which is related to the real estate industry. And it's to deal with all of these pesky fees that are related to real estate transactions. Anybody who's bought real estate is fully aware of the fact that it isn't just the principal payment of the property. You also have things like notaries, inspection, insurance, and things like that to pay. So this, our app will allow the payment in one payment of all of these different individual payments that somebody has to make. And then one of the most important facets of Rivoli Realty is the Forex side of it, which is, you know, if you're buying a property in a different country, you can be charged up to 5% on the Forex exchange from your currency into the local currency. We're also looking at these very high transactions, or let's, you know, over $300,000-$400,000, where typically the purchaser is being charged by their local bank between 3% and 5%. So, you know, we want to be involved in that. We know it's a big market, and we know that we can bring this down to very low levels, close to the 1.2%. So that's a massive saving on, you know, if it was a $1 million transaction, imagine the amount, right? We then have Rivoli eGame, which is for the popular e-gaming that's taking place now, especially the younger generation, playing e-games, you know, more than they should, I guess. But, you know, obviously it's the parents and the family that are paying for the credits on these games. And you've seen how these games operate, where you buy credits, then allow you to go to the next level of the game. So we have eGame to focus upon that. And we partnered with one of the world's largest entities to actually do that. And we also have over 30,000 games now available. And these can all be paid through RevolverPay, which is, again, everything that I've just mentioned, all of our verticals requires, absolutely requires the use of RevolverPay to transact with each of the verticals. So it's a closed loop system, if you like. And then we have something that isn't really a hot topic right now because of all of the issues with travel and the COVID issue, but we have Rivoli VIP, which is a 120-country travel system. We have a separate subsidiary called Travolution that has all of the international licenses with IATA, with Amadeus, with all of the booking platforms. You know, when travel picks up again, I think we're going to see a seismic change in the market. And I think that people are going to be looking not only for cheaper deals, but, you know, for direct interaction with websites that offers the very best deals. And the beauty of Rivoli VIP is that it's a membership platform. And so you pay an annual fee, and if you become a Diamond member, you have all of the services, and I mean all of them, Edward. I mean flights, hotel, cruises, excursions, airport transfers, everything you can think of in the travel industry at cost price for $249.
Nice.
Right? And you know what? Most people don't understand that the markup on some of these services can be up to 25 to 30%, especially on cruises. So typically, you know, on a transaction of around about $1,000, somebody's going to recuperate their one-year membership fee as a Diamond member. So we see big prospects in that particular division. And then future verticals that we're working on right now, which will be finished very, very shortly, is Rivoli Med, which is a healthcare vertical, which will allow the reservation of appointments with doctors, will allow the payment of prescriptions in pharmacies, and will be involved intrinsically with the medical side of the business. And then we have esports, which again has been a very popular topic of late. And, you know, the fact that people are going to probably start watching major games of all sorts, whether it be baseball, basketball, football, whatever, are going to start watching more of this, especially with the COVID issue, on pay-per-view, right? You know, there's going to be less people going to stadiums, that's for sure. So the esports is focused upon that, and all of the sponsoring, the gambling, betting that's associated with this activity, and all of these things. And again, everything linked through RevolverPay. So that's basically the verticals for you there, Everett.
We got about a minute left, and I want to get your thoughts on this. What is it that you want my listeners and your stockholders to take away from today's interview?
Well, I think that, you know, the world is moving towards fintech. I mean, that's pretty obvious. We see it with many of these companies. You know, we have just received a license that was given to Google, to Facebook, to Alipay, and some of the most enormous companies in the world. And, you know, the fact that we have it, we're a small cap company. We intend to exploit it the most we can for the company. We see that as a massive step forward, not only for the company, but for the shareholders above all. And we expect it to turn into very large amounts of revenue going forward, especially through the relationships with top 40 banks, Chinese payment processors, and many other different entities around the world with whom we're in the process of signing bilateral financial agreements.
My guest today has been Steve Marshall. He is the director and CEO of RevValue Group Canada, Inc. You can find them on the TSX Venture. Their ticker symbol is REVO. Steve, I want to thank you for stopping by and coming on the show. The only thing I ask is that you not wait another year to come back on the show.
No problem, Everett. I'll be back on. Now that we have our license, I can do media and everything will be, I'll be back on again soon. Thank you very much, Everett.
Thank you, sir.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by La Jolla Media LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are for educational and research purposes. Stock Day encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them, or to seek the assistance of an investment professional.